If you believe there is no women working the coffee production here in Brazil, well, come along.
Your podcast with a little bit of Brazilian coffee. Café.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Welcome back. I'm Kelly Stein, a journalist who loves coffee, and this is another episode of Coffia, your podcast with a little bit of Brazilian coffee. Today we have a special theme and very special guest who will talk about women working coffee since always. Today we have in our studio Fabiola Filinto. She's a producer with a very good background in business and administration, and now she's producing coffee in the countryside of São Paulo State. Welcome, Fabiola.
Hi, thank you very much for inviting me.
So how did your story with coffee start?
Well, I started in 2008-2009. Actually, today, this kind of profile like mine is becoming more common because people are coming from business to the coffee environment, and this is something that didn't happen back then. In that time, seems like a long time, but I'm talking like 8 or 9 years ago, it wasn't common for people coming from a business background and getting into coffee. People grew into coffee. I was working with consulting for a long time. I was a consultant at Accenture and then McKinsey. I had enough of business environment. I was kind of tired of the corporate rhythm and how things were being doing and the limitations, and I wanted to do something different. At the time, my husband, he was my boyfriend, but now he's my husband and partner. He received news from his father that his family farm, that was in the family for 200 years, 100 and something years, was going to be sold because they were about to bankrupt because his father had a big debt for crops that we say is like they calculate the debt considering how many crops they would have to sell in order to pay the debts. He had like 4 harvests and he didn't see a way of getting out of this. He said to Mariano at the time, I'm gonna sell the farm because I don't see a way of turning this around. And Mariano decided to face the challenge, and he said to me, well, if you're not happy with the business environment that you're at, if you had enough and you want to try something different, come along and let's try to turn this thing around. So
your role was
basically everything, evaluate everything in processes. My part of the business was understanding the entire chain and identifying what was not exactly correct in the production or we could do different at the time in order to make the turnaround. By then, we started to create the idea of going further in the chain and starting a roasting company. So my part in this was actually create a project that then became Martins Café, that's the roasting company that we are owners today. So we are not only producers, but we are also owners of coffee roasting company.
With time, your service go into gastronomy marketing too.
Yeah, Martins Café was first created to be a brand for supermarket and other chains to be sold on the
shelves.
As we started to interact with chefs and people from gastronomy in Brazil, we realized that there was a rich environment for exchange, to create something together and to challenge the view of coffee within the food environment. It's our main work today, that's create blends and create compositions with the chefs so they have the coffee that's integrated in the entire meal.
On a daily basis, you are doing personalized blends.
Yeah, it's more or less like that. We created exclusive blends for chefs and we compose with them. Actually, it's exclusive because we create with them. And this feedback is a big part of what we are doing, why we are doing what we do now.
You're very welcome here in this podcast today because you are going to bring the practical daily basis part that most people don't imagine. And on the other side, we have Elga Andrade. She is a barista.
Hi, Kelly. Thanks for inviting me.
Elga has a master's degree here in Brazil, focused in
business, specifically in the coffee chain. I study how the coffee chain integrates and how the agencies relate among them. And there we also have this new project that is
promoting the coffee qualification and enriching the chain. And Fabiola, she has a master's degree in Harvard.
Oh, there you go again.
Sorry. It's important to mention because, especially for producers, this is not the profile here in Brazil.
Yeah, the idea of getting an MBA happened in around 2010, 2011. Although I came from a business background and my husband also also had his time within corporate environment, we decided that as partners, we didn't have enough information from business perspective. As partners, we thought that we didn't have enough knowledge at the time, although we came from business, to take the company to the next level. So we decided that somebody in the company should get an MBA. Why not outside? Because one of our targets was selling abroad. So why not United States? And then I ended up being the one chosen and ended up being the one that was approved in Harvard. So I took this knowledge back to Brazil, try to propose new ways of doing things around here, more business-like.
Women in the World of Coffee is the first international conference dedicated to women who work in the coffee world. We invited to Trieste the top experts, women in the coffee world, to tell us about their success stories and what they're doing in their country to develop the coffee world. The words I heard more frequently in these days were sustainability, education, and access to the market. Women are very important in the world of coffee because they have a very wide range of skill sets and they can easily put it in exploitation.
Girls, you're very welcome to this podcast, and I'm really happy because I'm not the only one with cute accent. So we are gathered here today because the International Trade Center in 2012 published a report called The Coffee Exporter's Guide, 3rd edition. And to be more specific, in the chapter 3, page 61, they quoted that women in coffee here in Brazil almost doesn't exist because we have high levels of mechanization in our harvests. This is a big problem because most people don't know that 80% of coffee production here is made by family agribusiness. So these people don't have money to afford great machines. The problem got a little bit serious in 2014 when the Sustainable Coffee Program also published another report called Sustainable Coffee as a Family Business, and they repeated the same information. If you are curious, I will leave these reports links here so you can check out with your own eyes. So girls, you're here to discuss this. Fabiola, what is your opinion as a Brazilian coffee producer?
Well, the first time I heard this, I was quite shocked. My reaction was pretty shocked, actually. I remember calling you and saying, what the hell?
What?
Exactly that. Because for me, I was looking at my environment at first, because I'm not an expert. I don't study women in coffee. I don't study women rights or anything like that. But I have my reality, and I saw, like, 50% of my team at the time, more than that, now it's 50% because we had some changes, but at the time it was like 65% on average were women, and they were distributed in all functions. I had women operating machines, I had engineers, I had biochemists, I think, and I had agronomists, I had women selling coffee. The manager of my production, the manager of the industry is a woman. So I was like, how did they come to this conclusion? And I interacted with a lot of small producers where the main point of contact is a woman. Normally they are direct responsible for the production within the family. So literally, where does this data came from? Where the data came from? How did they conclude that? Because my reality doesn't show this.
If you are also curious about their methodology, just check out in these links in the podcast. So Elga, she also does a volunteer work at IWCA here in Brazil, right?
Yes, I work for International Women in Coffee Alliance since its foundation in 2011. We had this foundation group and we started to exist here in Brazil in 2012. The Global One exists since 2003. And since we started this work with women, trying to make them more visible
and aware about the importance here
exactly.
In the coffee chain.
Yeah. Since then, we have faced this kind of reports that always say that women do little in coffee, especially in harvest and in field work in general. And they always use as an argument that we have a lot of machines here, so that's why women are not taking parts on all this process, because they have other works they can do in other places, in the city, outside the farm.
What can sound weird, because that are engineers, women, who project this machine.
Yeah, we have a lot of women in coffee that are not just producing. They are roasting, they are managing business, they are selling. Even sometimes we face that the name that you see, that you find when you buy a coffee is usually a man's name.
So, Fabiola, with your experience in the farms, you see lots of families, consequently women. So how does it work?
What do I see in the farm environment is that women are responsible mainly for the jobs that nobody wants to do. They're not on the spotlight. Basically, we have a bunch of hidden figures that do a lot of work in many fields and many areas that are not as charming as the ones that men take for them. And when I was interacting with especially foreigners, when we were talking about coffee, you realize that the people that get in contact are the men. They are the ones that are dealing, they're the ones that are selling, they're the ones that are taking this frontline job, whereas the women stay in the back doing everything else. So literally from my day to day, I realized that we might be skewing the view of the outsider's perspective, because they realize there are a lot of men doing a lot of jobs in the front, and maybe they don't get access to the background where women are carrying almost as much as...
They are not in the spotlight.
Yeah, they're not in the spotlight. And I was kind of shocked when Helga said that the information they gave to her about how they come to this conclusion is because we are much more business-like as a country within the coffee production. And that's why women are not there. So there's a double prejudice in there, because they're justifying that because this looks like business, women are not there. The evaluation shows me that there's a double problem there. Because we're business, women should be showing even more than in an environment that's more family-driven. And then you show the second data that proves that more than 80% of the coffee in Brazil comes from small families. So anyways, this information is weird.
In North Sumatra, almost all women goes to the farms. So not only like raise the coffee, but they maintain the coffee trees, they control the quality and harvesting and then selling the coffee. The husband has specific role, preparing the lands, grow the seeds, cutting the grass, that's it. So the most important things usually done by women.
It's a very pronounced role. They do control all economic aspects of the household. They also perform probably 70-75% of the work that goes on in the farm.
To talk to Ana Luisa Martins, she is a historian, and she told me about women are really active in the coffee production since the first plant arrived here in Brazil. So she talked about the women slaves who were doing work in the harvest especially. She also talked about the Berenice in coffee. They were in charge for activities that usually men didn't care about, especially when they were away to Santos Port to sell this coffee. So if this is your first time listening to Coffia, you should know that there is a Portuguese version of all the interviews, and you're more than welcome to listen the interview with Ana Luisa Martins if you speak Portuguese. If you don't, too bad.
Oi, this is Portuguese for Gringos, and today we're going to learn how to say I don't speak Portuguese. First, we need to know how to apologize. Com licença means excuse me, and desculpa means excuse me or sorry. I don't speak Portuguese is eu não falo português. Even better, desculpa, eu não falo português.
So, Helga, when IWCA Brazil heard about these reports, what was the reaction?
Well, we felt like that's funny, because that's not what we realize when you look back home, our homes or our business and our friends' business, because since we started to work together to talk about our lives and our works, we have just faced women working a lot in any part of the chain, in any chain. We have seen a lot of women that are working really hard and they are doing excellent.
When you look at the top of the chain in quality, women are better enablers than men because maybe they're more open to change.
Once women are more open to try different ways to doing things, maybe we have presenced a lot of women working on specialty coffee business. And it's quite interesting that when a farm or when a business change to specialty, it usually keeps with the women force of work.
When I heard about this report, I was really sad because I realize how invisible we are in our country and to the world.
We exchanged experiences with the other women that are here. I have never met people from Africa, for example, and they're so nice and they're very open.
Learned so much more about quality and quality management, about cupping and what I needed to look for. So it prepared me to position myself in the market, and I'd never had that before.
Having lived in Africa and seeing the role that women play, it's clear to me that there can be some advantages from a governance and from just a good partnership point of view from having women partners and women being at the lead.
We're looking for long-term relationships. We want to have the experience be not only that we're buying your coffee and it's a financial transaction, but in choosing someone's coffee that we're going to make a difference at origin.
When I came here last year, I was just only a coffee producer and I sell in cherries. 1 year later, I'm here being as a president of association, being more mature, knowing more what it's about, the business, and exporting directly my coffee.
With these weird reports published in the international scenario, IWCA in Brazil decided to promote a research, right?
Yes, we signed this letter of understanding with Embrapa Café, that is a very strong partner in research here in Brazil. And we started to gather a lot of researchers and organizations that were interested in
map these people, mapping these girls.
Exactly. We are trying to find where these women are, what are they doing, and start this movement talking about what women need in the coffee chain and how are they performing in the coffee chain, so we can have strong data to show and to prove that are women here in Brazil working in coffee.
And how you guys are doing it? You're getting in contact with women? How it's being done?
We have a lot of researchers working on this right now. We have part of the researchers that are trying to collect information directly with the farmers and the workers in the field. So maybe they don't have access to internet or to participate on service, for example, and they are trying to collect this data with them. And we also have this general survey that we are sending and sharing with all our friends and our fellows in coffee. And we are asking for help so you can share it with all the women that you can. It's on Facebook, it's online.
What's the end game of this project? You guys are doing a book, I heard. The main objective is to create a book, no?
Yes, we are intending to present to the coffee community a book that is first being produced in Portuguese and online by the end of this year.
So if you don't speak Portuguese, so sorry again.
Google Translate.
Yeah, we will, but helps. In the first moment, it's
no,
only
Google
Portuguese.
Translate. You throw in on Google Translate and then you can read it. If you really want it, you can do it.
Yeah, but in 2018, we intend to have this English-Portuguese version and we intend to print it too. So this information is going to be available to the world and to these people that are not connected to internet too. It's our intention.
Cool. There is a partnership with cooperatives, associations, and small communities to spread the word.
Yeah, that's the idea. The whole idea.
So this is the first episode about women here in coffee. More are yet to come. So if you're a foreigner and you're listening to this podcast and you don't have close contact with Brazilian women in coffee, just spread the word to show that we are here, we are working for a long time the coffee production, and our role is really important since the beginning.
coffee, 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 coff